still find ourselves wrapped in the light of the resurrection, wrapped in the joy of the Lord's resurrection, and we are still celebrating his holy resurrection. For 40 days, we will continue to greet each other with this greeting, Christos Anesti, Christ is risen. And then from there on after, every Sunday of the year is considered a small Pascha, a small resurrection day. Something that for some time struck me as odd is that we spend our Holy Week worshiping and praying, bowing down before the passion of our Lord, witnessing his suffering, and being partakers of his holy resurrection. And on that last day, on that Sunday, during the Agape Vespers, the gospel text ends with the phrase, I will not believe. We've spent this week, this holy week, praying, witnessing, and we end with the phrase, I will not believe. But let us imagine this. The disciples of Christ who spent all of their time with Christ during his earthly ministry, every waking hour, one would say, they were with him. They saw him raise the dead. They saw him give light and sight to the blind. They saw him work signs and miracles. And when it comes time for his suffering, they flee. This is all great, but I'm not going to die for you, Christ. They go and they hide in the upper room, and the only disciple left at the foot of the cross is St. John. They all doubted. But something changes that. Something changes their mindset. And it is the fact that they see in front of them the person that was dead. They see him now alive. They see him bearing the scars of his crucifixion, yet living and walking and speaking to them. Thomas was not there that first evening when the disciples were gathered and Christ appears to them. Thomas is not behind those closed doors. He is somewhere else. And so when he comes back and the disciples tell him, we've seen the Lord, Thomas simply asks that he too wants to see the Lord and see the prints of the nails and the gash in the side of Christ. And so for some reason we call him Doubting Thomas. But I think we should more properly call him Truthful Thomas. He is truthful with his brother disciples. And he simply says, he simply asks, I want to see what you saw. Because the gospel text is very clear for us. It says that the Lord comes into their midst and says, peace be with you. And he shows them his hands and his side. And then they are happy to see the Lord. And so Thomas simply verbalizes that. He verbalizes the fact that he too wants to see the prints of the nails and the side of the Lord. He's not asking for something superfluous or something excessive or something more than what the other disciples saw. He simply wants proof. And God allows Thomas to sit in that doubt. He allows Thomas to dwell on that doubt for a few days. He doesn't answer the question that Thomas has immediately. Many of us can relate to this. Many of us can relate during times when we ourselves doubted, times when we questioned. God may have allowed us to remain in a space that we don't fully understand, so that it can stir up faith in our hearts. Because if every ounce of our faith needs an explanation, then it cannot withstand the trials of this life. St. Augustine of Hippo puts it very nicely when he says, "Understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but rather believe that you may understand." Thomas had faith. Thomas remained in that upper room with the disciples for those 8 days and waited for Christ. And perhaps when his doubt was getting the better of him on that eighth day, Christ enters the room again and says, "Thomas, come, place your hand in the print of the nail and place your hand in my side and believe." Christ shows his scars, not his wounds. He shows the very things that killed him, the very things that hurt him, but he is no longer dead. He shows them as signs of victory, signs that he overcame death. The things that killed him, he shows while he is now alive. The things that hurt him, caused him pain and tortured him, he now shows as signs of victory. However, we should note that the scars on the body of the resurrected Christ do not disappear. They don't go away. His scars are there, visible, and remain with him. We too all have scars. We all have wounds that hurt us, things that have challenged us, things that have caused us to question, things that have caused us to doubt. However, what changes that and what heals that and transforms that is our coming into a face-to-face relationship, face-to-face contact with the crucified and risen Lord, with the crucified and yet risen Lord. We need to allow him to walk through the many doors that we have up in front of our hearts, and so that he can stand in the middle of our upper room, of our heart, and we can look at his scars, and he can look at our wounds, and we can ask him to transform those wounds and transform our light into a life filled with the light of his resurrection. Just like the disciples that we spoke about in the beginning, they were hidden for fear. And after their encounter with the risen Lord, they go out and they preach the gospel of the Lord to all nations. St. Thomas, the one who we call the doubter, truthful Thomas, travels all the way to India after this doubt, and he travels all the way to India, establishing churches, establishing worshiping communities. And we know very well that even though all those disciples were afraid, their encounter with the risen Lord gives them the strength, gives them the courage to go out and preach that gospel to all nations, and to die horrible and torturous deaths. Their fear is wiped out. It no longer exists, so much so that they all die horrible, torturous deaths for the Lord. It is my prayer that we don't dwell in the doubts that we have, but rather through constant and persistent participation in the sacraments of our church, Holy Communion, Holy Confession, and prayer. We will meet Christ in the upper room of our hearts. We will show him our scars, and he will show us his. And we'll ask him to heal our wounds and thus transform our lives into beacons that radiate the light and the love of his resurrection. Amen. Christos Anesti.